This is the morning show with myself, Kino Cummings, and the team, Nicola and Bruce, taking your calls on 021-446-0567. You can also WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. You know the scum of the earth, vermin. And I apologize to scum of the earth and vermin, because I think even they'll be ashamed to be associated with Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab taking responsibility for the attack on that hotel in Nairobi about 2 days ago. More than 10 people killed there, some of them South Africans. We know of a particular person, for example, who survived 9/11 but was killed in this particular attack. But the question was raised yesterday on the show, why? Why has this happened? So Jasmine Opperman, the Africa Director for the Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium, can give you some insight into that. The big question, the why, Jasmine. Good morning. I think we've got a much better line.
Morning, Kino, and morning to your listeners. I think to update your listeners, Al-Shabaab has released a statement yesterday on Telegram in which, following their claim to credit, they said that the attack was executed in direct response to the U.S. policy in Israel, and that this attack was a message that they oppose the U.S. policy, again reinforcing them as part of the Al-Qaeda franchise. This was followed by a 7-page propaganda statement seeking justification for their ludicrous act. And this is important because remember, at that riverside complex, there was a conference attended by 180 U.S. people. What is clear is the moment when they got entrance to the complex, they were not exactly sure where the conference was held. And hence, they just went ahead, as ludicrous and as idiot they are, and I'm sorry for using the language on your show, Kina, go ahead and killing people, seeking mass publicity, mass casualty, and reinforcing themselves. And the opposition to the U.S., to Kenya, going back to Somalia, their presence in Somalia, and the drone strikes and airstrikes against them.
So, combating the likes of Al-Shabaab. I mean, we were very thankful for, I think it was SEAL Team 4 that went in and assassinated that other guy, what's his name, Osama bin Laden. If one looks at how to fight this, how are countries working together to make sure that we mow down members of Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab where they stand?
The starting point, Kino, and I know we all want to jump, and sometimes when I look at these sick videos, want to jump to the same conclusion as, let's just get rid of them. But a military approach alone is not going to solve the problem. Doing, and what I call PlayStation warfare, drone strikes, is not going to solve the problem. You have to go back to the roots. You have to go back to where these extremist propaganda comes from. You need government to understand a soft power approach in support of a hard power approach can and must be prioritized.
What does that mean? What does a soft power approach mean?
That means, for instance, that if we know of people spreading extremist propaganda and we arrest them, tomorrow there will be another one doing the same thing. So what can a government do? What are the accelerating factors, Aquino, that is playing into the hand? And sadly, governments, not only in Africa, in the Middle East, worldwide, need to stand up and accept the fact that their forces execute human rights abuses.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
And they are not being trusted. I'm sorry, Kino. Yes.
No, you're right. You're right. You know, we end up, and rightfully so, you know, as I said yesterday, the members of Al-Shabaab were still held up. If we just shoot and kill them and get over and done with it, that'll be great. But we also need to look at the other nuances, and I think very important ones as well, such as the way Western militaries go about executing what they do, and then they call it collateral damage. But that collateral damage happens to be someone's kid happens to be. And this is what helps fuel it. So, Jasmine, we'll keep talking to you about that. Jasmine Opperman, Africa Director for the Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium. Maybe you've got some thoughts, some insights. Your calls on 021-446-0567. Coming up, same-sex schools. Good or a bad thing? Some would say, well, that's like asking, you know, how long's a string? It depends on. But